Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we have another chance to fellowship together. Let's turn our Bible and we have two passages to read in the scripture.
首先我们请来看,
First, let's take a look at Romans chapter 12. Let's read verses 1 to 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。Therefore,
I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。 叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
好，我们再请读第二处的圣经。So
the second passage
就是以弗所书第二章
is in Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章, 我们读19到22节。
Verses 19-22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅, 是与圣徒同国, 是神家里的人了。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of His household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And in Him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit.
好，我们圣经。
So this is our scripture reading.
开始之前，我们请弟兄姊妹再有一点祷告，一同来仰望主。To
begin, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在主日的清晨能够一同聚在你施恩的座前。Dear
Lord Jesus, we thank you that on this day, on your day, on this morning of your day, you gather us together.
我们一同把心中的感谢敬拜归给你。
We give you our thanks and praises to you.
我们实在蒙了何等大的恩典,
How much grace we have received from you.
能够, 被称为神的儿女,
That we can be called children of God.
并且我们能够在我们主复活的早晨一同聚集,
And we can even gather together on the morning of your resurrection.
我们一同唱诗祷告，把敬拜荣耀归给你。
We sing together, we pray together, and give you the praise and glory.
主，因为你在十字架上所成就这样一个浩大救赎的工作。
Lord, because of such an amazing salvation work you have already accomplished on the cross.
你把我们这一般人从撒旦的权下能够带进神爱子光明的国度。
You saved us and brought us from the power of Satan and bring us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. This is such an amazing grace. As we gather together, our hearts will worship you.
主，当我们一同聚集在你的脚前，我们也愿意等候主来对我们说话。
As we gather before your feet, we also wait upon you to speak to us.
但愿主借着, 我们所刚刚所读的话, 求你来向我们施恩典。
May you continue to pour your grace upon us through the word that we just read.
愿意圣灵开启我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit reveal itself to our hearts.
让我们真是从你那里
So that we can truly learn this lesson of life from you.
我们 把讲的把翻译的也把众弟兄姊妹我们都一同仰望在恩主的手中。
We commit our speaking brother, the translating brother, and our brothers and sisters who are listening into your hands.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间能够自由的运行。
May your Holy Spirit move freely among us.
来成就你自己荣耀的工作。
To accomplish your own glorious work.
我们一同等候在你的跟前。
We wait upon you.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们上一次提到这个旧人跟新人。
Brothers and sisters, last time we mentioned the old man and the new man.
在我们得救以前呢，我们乃是活在亚当这个天然的生命里头。
Before we were saved, we actually live in the natural life of Adam.
在圣经里面，这称为是一个旧人。
In the Bible, this is called the old man.
这个旧人乃是承受着亚当所有那一个犯罪的生命。
This old man has the sinful life that is from Adam.
但是当我们信了主耶稣之后，
After we believed in the Lord Jesus,
我们从主那里得着一个复活的生命。
We received such a resurrection life from our Lord.
这个生命乃是完全不同于这个旧造的生命。
Such a life is very, very different from the old life that we had before.
旧造的生命乃是一个以自我为中心。
The old life was a life that was very self-centered.
不顾到神的旨意。
It doesn't really care about the will of God.
当我们得着这个重生的生命，
As we received this new resurrected life,
这个生命乃是由主耶稣基督那一个公义圣洁神圣的生命在我们的里面。
This new life has the righteousness, the holiness from our Lord Jesus in us.
借着这个生命，神要在我们的身上带领我们更多的往前做他荣耀的工作。
Through this new life, the Lord Jesus wanted us to wanted to accomplish His glorious work in us and keep leading us forward.
他乃是要把我们这一班蒙恩得救的人一起建立起来，成为基督的身体。
He wanted us to be built up to form the body of Christ.
与我们的主能够在勇士里面一同作王，一同掌权。
So that we can be united together to reign in His kingdom in eternity.
并且在另外一面，我们乃是成为神的家，是神可以安息的所在。
On the other hand, we are also called the house of God, where He can rest.
因为当亚当堕落犯罪以后，
Because as Adam fell,
罪的缘故叫人与神永远的分开。
Because of the sin, it separated us from God.
只有借着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救赎工作，
Only through the salvation work that Jesus has accomplished on the cross,
基督的宝血洁净我们，
His precious blood cleansed us,
让我们与神之间能够重新和好，
So that we can be reconciled with God Himself.
他把这个复活的生命，就是把神圣的性质放在我们的里面。
So He put this resurrection life, this divine nature into us.
在这个根基上，他能够继续的建造我们，达到他所要的目的。
And on this foundation, He can continue to build up us and accomplish His divine purpose.
所以上一次我们比较着重在我们个人信主，我们在这一个新人的生命里面怎样来过生活。
Last time we talked about how we should live a life in this new man.
那今天我们要在这一个根基上再往前，再来看神至终的目的。
So today we need to step forward and continue to see what is God's will on this foundation.
圣经告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
The Bible tells us if one is in Christ, then he's a new man.
一个新造的人是借着我们愿意相信主耶稣，我们就从那里得永生。
A new man is because we are willing to believe in the Lord Jesus and we can receive this eternity from him.
那每一个从主那里得生命的人，我们都有这个永远的生命。
Whoever received the life from the Lord Jesus will have this eternal life.
主耶稣神呢，在他爱子耶稣基督救赎的底下，要把我们建造成一个身体。
Under the salvation of our Lord Jesus, God wants us to be built up as one body.
这就是团体的新人。
And that is the corporate new man.
这个新人，就着团体来说，他是需要被建造起来。
And this corporate new man has also to be built up.
就着我们个人来说，我们是借着重生，我们得到生命。
According to our old man, we received such a life through resurrection.
新人是必须要借着建造。
The new man also has to be built up.
教会不是从创造来的。
Church is not created.
教会乃是每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们在基督的啊。建造底下呢，在圣灵的建造底下被建立起来。
Churches, each individual coming together, being built up, by our Lord.
所以这一个建造对我们来说就很重要。
Therefore, such building up work is actually very important for us.
我们每一个人有这一个重生的生命，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord that each one of us have this resurrected life.
但是每一个人必须要被放进这个建造的里头。
And even more, every one of us has to be put into such a work of building up in the church as well.
神看重每一个儿女，他所拣选，他所拯救的。
The Lord really cares about each individual that He saved and chose.
但是神所要得着的乃是一个团体的新人。
But even more, the Lord wants a corporate new man.
所以历世历代以来，神借着众仆人一直不断的在那里建造他的教会。
So, therefore, generations after generations, the Lord continued to build up this corporate new man through his people.
一直到有一天，新妇装扮整齐。
Until one day, the bride is ready.
等候新郎的迎娶
to wait upon the groom, the groom to come.
这是神在时间当中他所要成就的工作。
This is what God wants to accomplish.
这是神在我们有限的年日在地上，在过教会的生活的事上，神在那里特别留意要在我们身上所成就的。
This is what God really wants to accomplish in us during our limited time on earth.
所以重生对着信徒来说非常的重要。
Therefore, resurrection is truly important to us believers.
在我们重生的时候，神已经把这个生命的要素赐给了我们。
As we were born again, the Lord has already given us such an element of life.
借着这个生命在我们的里面，我们能够开始进入这个建造的里头。
Through this life in us, we can enter into the work of building up.
所以啊，圣经告诉我们，他说我们要啊，就是在基督里面长大成人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us we need to grow and mature in the Bible.In His Word,
满有基督长成的身量
and to have the image of our Lord Jesus.
所以基督徒我们在一生的年日当中，我们从信主，从一个婴孩属灵婴孩的生命开始追求长大。
So as we continue to grow from a little baby in Christ,
那每一个圣徒 在生命中不断的成熟，教会这一个团体的新人就能够更多显出主生命的身量在教会的里头。
As each of the saints continue to mature, the life of the church would also start to appear.
所以这一个团体的新人乃是表明到这一个教会有多少能够啊彰显耶稣基督他自己丰盛的生命。
So what's really important is how much the corporate new man can manifest the life of Christ.
那我们早晨呢要来思想几件事情。
So this morning we need to reflect upon a couple of things.
我们怎样在借着教会的生活呢，我们能够生命在基督里面不断的长大成熟。
How do we mature and grow through our life in the church?
因为我们上一次主要提到在个人的生活里面，我们怎样去过一个圣洁有信心能够追求比较偏重在个人这一方面。
Last time we emphasized on our individual living part, how to pursue a holy and a holy life and has this desire to pursue the Lord.
那早晨我们就提到我们借着教会的生活，我们在侍奉当中，我们来看五个点。
So today through the church life, we want to look at 5 points.
第一个点呢，乃是刚刚我们所读的罗马书12:1-2，那里讲到把身体献上当作活祭。
And the first one is about the passage that we just read in Romans 12:1-2 to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我想我们弟兄们在这里已经多次提到特别这一段的经文。
Many brothers have already mentioned such a this passage.
把身体献上当作活祭这里所提的呢主要呢是讲到今天我们在过属灵生活的时候，首先最重要的乃是学习把自己奉献给主。
So it talks about the most important thing that we want to live in terms of our spiritual life is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord.
因为只有一个基督徒学习把自己的主权交给主呢，主才能够自由地带领我们走这条属灵的道路。
Because only when we are willing to offer our sovereignty to our Lord, he can truly lead us and walk through this journey of faith.
我们学习把自己的主权交给主的时候呢，我们就能够更深的认识到呢，经历到那一个神在圣灵里面要给我们那一个心意更新变化的那个情形。
Only when we are truly obedient and offer our sovereignty to the Lord can we truly experience the renewing of our mind in the Spirit.
所以这两件事呢是非常有关联的。
So these two things are very connected.
首先我们这一次呢要来看一下什么叫做把主权交给主。
So today let's look at what does it mean when we say to offer our sovereignty to the Lord.
因为有时候我们提到奉献的时候呢，我们觉得很抽象。
A lot of times when we mention the word offering, it seems to be very abstract.
或者我们把主权交给主的时候呢，有时候我们不太能够具体的去明白这件事情。
Or when we mention to offer our sovereignty to the Lord, we cannot truly understand it.
所以我们用几个例子来稍微提一下。
So let's take a look at several examples to understand it.
就是很多时候我们 这一个人是不是乐意把主权交给主，我们从我们生活的表现呢，我们就可以稍微看一下我们自己。
Actually, through our life examples, we can examine whether we are willing to offer this sovereignty to the Lord.
我想我讲一些例子呢，不是针对某一些人，其实也包括我自己。
I'm not here to point fingers at someone and say this is the example from this and that. This also includes myself.
因为当我在思想这些事的时候，我发觉我自己也是这样。
As I reflected on these things, I found myself was in the same shoes.
但是我们需要在这件事上好好的思想，叫我们知道能够我们去跟随主的时候，我们有没有走在一个合主心意正确的路上。
But we truly need to reflect whether we are walking in the right path that is pleasing to the Lord.
你比方讲呢，我们在安排很多事情的时候，
For example, as we make a lot of arrangements in our lives,
在我们的家里面，小孩子有很多的活动。
In our home, there are many activities among the kids.
我们自己本身也有工作上的需要，我们可能也有很多嗜好。
There are also a lot of needs from our work, and maybe we also have a few hobbies.
但是主在我们的身上有一些工作上的托付。
But the Lord also has given us some responsibility for His work.
教会有一些聚会。
There are meetings in the church.
教会有一些服事。
There are some service in the church.
弟兄姊妹可能也有一些的需要。
There are also some needs from our brothers and sisters.
我们怎样在生活中平衡这一些呢？
How do we balance it out in our lives?
是谁在支配我们的时间呢？
Who is actually in control of our time?
很多时候我们常常让孩子们的需要来支配我们。
A lot of times we actually let our kids' time and a kid's needs control our time.
我们盼望我们的孩子能够在申请大学的时候，
We hope that as our kids were in the process of applying for colleges,
他的 resume,
their resumes,
他有许多的这个课外的活动，
their resumes will have a lot of extracurriculars,
他有很多的 talent,
and reflect a lot of talents,
他有很多的比赛。
Many games and competitions.
他也有很好的成绩。
Good grades.
因为我盼望我的孩子进最好的学校。
Because I hope that my kids would be able to go to the top school.
但是当我们去安排这些的时候，弟兄姊妹，毕竟我们的孩子不是天才。
However, as we make such arrangements, we need to understand that our kids are not genius.
他们，我们为他们定规这一些，要花多少时间去 push 他们
？As we make such arrangements for them, do we truly reflect how much efforts we need to push them?
那在这个时候，我们必须要牺牲掉教会许多的聚会。
And therefore, we might have to sacrifice many meetings in the church.
礼拜五的聚会。可能没有办法来参加。
You might not be able to make it to the Friday meetings.
礼拜六的聚会可能没有办法来参加。
Saturday meetings.
礼拜天的聚会，我们可能也没办法来参加。
And even the Sunday meetings.
因为为了达到这个我所定规的目的。
Because in order to achieve this goal that we have planned.
我必须要牺牲教会许多的聚会，或者是主在我身上的一个需要。
I have to sacrifice many meetings in the church or the needs that is required from the Lord.
这只是一个很简单的例子。
This is a very simple example.
主在我身上没有主权。
This just shows that the Lord doesn't really have this sovereignty in me.
主权在我的手中。
The sovereignty is still in my hands.
主啊，等我把我这些都弄好了，一切都成就了。
Lord, once I finish all these things, I have a plan.
我再来服侍你。
I'll come and serve you.
或者主啊，等我这些都弄好了，我还有一点点时间。我再来服侍你。
Or maybe Lord, if I can have a little more time after I get all these sorted out, I'll come and serve you.
我们在这个光中来看的时候，
When we see all these things in the light,
我们就发觉主权仍然在我的手中。
We come to the realization that the sovereignty is still in our hands.
所以这只是一个例子。
So this is one example.
有很多时候在过往的年日，主也慢慢教导我一件事情。
Many times in the past, the Lord also taught me one thing.
有很多时候到了礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，
Oftentimes when it comes to Friday, Saturday and Sunday,
有时候很多甚至工啊，因为在周间呢工作很多，所以到了周末呢，这两天非常的重要。
Because throughout the week, it was always very busy. So these 2 days became very important.
很多家里的事情呢，需要在这个时候赶快把它做完。
Many things in the house has to be done during this time.
有孩子很多事情也在这个时候要赶快把它处理好。
Many things from the children also have to be dealt with.
但是教会又有很多事情需要去做。
But at the same time, there are also a lot of things from the church that we need to do.
在过往的年日，我慢慢学会了一件事情。
In the past, I came to learn one thing.
当我到礼拜五的时候，我想到这个周末我有多少事情要去做，还有教会有没有特别的聚会，或者有什么事情我必须要把它完成的。
On Friday, I will think about how many things I need to do and how many things from the church that I need to accomplish.
慢慢的我就学会呢，先把教会的事做好。
And gradually, I learned to get the things of the church done first.
主知道我的需要。
The Lord knows my needs.
当我把主先放在首位的时候，
As I put the Lord in the first place,
如果教会需要聚会，我仍然安心来聚会。
If there's a meeting in the church, I can still come to the church.
如果家中啊，教会有一些事情必须要在这个礼拜完成的，我先把它做好。
If there's something in the church that has to be done,
我来做之后我再做我自己的事。
If there is something that needs to be done in the church, I'll do that for the church first, and then I'll come to take care of the things in the family.
因为发觉主很多时候带进许多奇妙的恩典，很多我自己的事情他帮我做好了。
And I find amazingly that a lot of times the Lord will actually take care of the things for my family himself.
有时候我在公司一些工作在没有办法解决的时候，我必须在周末再花点时间去思想它，去把它做好。
Sometimes during the week I was not able to finish everything in work, and during the weekend I have to think about it, how to accomplish them.
有时候花了两三天在公司里面想东想西，想来想去还是做觉得不好，这样把它完成。但是当我们常常把主的事放在第一位的时候，主就在周末的时候，当我们在想哎，一个很好的啊方法就突然间在我们的心思里面出现，怎样把这些事情解决掉。
There are times that I just couldn't figure out a way to have a solution for the things at work. I thought about them throughout the week. There was just no solution. But as I focus on the things of the Lord and in the church, all of a sudden during the weekend, sometimes the Lord would just give me a solution in my mind, tell me how to solve these things in the work.
甚至到一个地步呢，我就想说，那我需要再做吗？还是等到礼拜一，我就做一下就好了。
And this also reminds me, should I continue to do it throughout the weekend, or actually, I can just wait until Monday?
感谢主呢，主常常用他这样奇妙的恩典，让我看见我们必须要学习把主权交给他，让他能够真实在我们身上有一个真实的支配我们，表明我们是一个奉献的人。
We thank the Lord that only through this He let us see how much amazing work He could actually done and for us as long as we put Him in the first place, so He can take control of our lives.
不仅是我们的时间，不仅是我们在支配很多的事情。
Not only just our time, our desire to control a lot of things.
很多的时候，我们比如说在建造会所，在财务上的需要，在学生们在学校的学习，功课很忙碌，但是聚会的时间到了，我们有没有把主放在第一位，说主的需要我愿意先顺服。
Not only these things, also including things like we are trying to build up this new place, new meeting place, all kids have to go to school. When moments like this come, when the meeting really is about to start, can we focus on the meeting first?
这些都表明我们是不是一个奉献的人。
And all these showed whether we are willing to be a person to offer ourselves.
所以当我们开始要在属灵上开始有一个真正属灵生命的长进，奉献是非常重要。
As we desire to grow in our spiritual life, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice is very important.
否则我们虽然有新生命，但是我们仍然过一个旧人的生活。
Otherwise, even though we have this new life, we can still continue to live a life of an old man.
只有借着一个奉献，我们才能够灵里面常常会被更新。
Only through such an offering up to the Lord, we can continue to have this renewal in our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，有没有常常想到，当我们很多时候非常紧急的时候要去求告神，好像摸不着神的心意。
Have you ever experienced this? A lot of times when it's very urgent, we try to ask and cry out to the Lord. It doesn't seem that we have any response from Him.
有时候神的怜悯，神仍然顾念我们，他把他的心意会向我们打开。
Sometimes because He has mercy on us, so He would open up Himself and let us know His heart.
但是多少时候我们好像在那里苦苦的求告神，神好像我们感觉不到神是如何带领我们。
But also many times we just felt, even though we cry out to Him, we just couldn't feel He is answering.
因为我们平常太过于抓住自己。
Because usually we focus too much on ourselves.
我们把主权都抓在自己的手中。
We took control of our own sovereignty.
我们不把自己放手交给主。
We couldn't let go ourselves and give it to the Lord.
所以没有办法心意更新变化。
Therefore, our mind is not renewed.
我们仍然活在我自己的打算，我自己的想法，我自己的定规，我自己的目标的里头。
We still live in our own plan, our goals.
但是，如果我们常常学习把自己完全的交给主，
However, if we try to offer ourselves to the Lord more,
弟兄姊妹，你会常常经历到圣灵在我们的里面，给我们不断有一个更新的灵。
Brothers and sisters, you will experience that renewal spirit in us.
那一个更新启示的灵所带给我们，就是接下来我们要常常学习，就顺服这个，就顺服这个。当然，一个愿意奉献的人，他是很容易顺服的。
And that renewal spirit will continue to remind us to obey to His will. And of course, for someone who has this renewal spirit, it's easy for him to obey.
好，所以我们在属灵上开始长进了，我们必须要真是学习把自己奉献给主。不过我可以再说，这不是一件容易的事情，因为我们天然人，我们什么事情愿意抓在自己的手中，总是觉得更安全。
As we have this desire to grow spiritually, we need to learn how to offer up ourselves. But of course, it's not easy because we naturally hold fast to what we want to control.
但愿主帮助我们，让我们在每一件事上越学习，越能够把自己主权交给主，奉献给他。
May the Lord continue to help us as we continue to learn about His will. We will be able to offer more of ourselves to Him completely.
第二个。
The second,
我们在教会里面，在一个属灵的长成当中，我们必须要借着主所赐给我们的恩赐来服侍。
We need to use the talent, the gifts that the Lord gives us to serve Him in the church.
所以在罗马书第十二章讲到了奉献之后呢，他就开始讲到这一个按着恩赐来服侍。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 12, after it talks about offering ourselves as a living sacrifice, it went on to talk about the gifts.
首先呢，我们基督徒都有一个想法呢，我没有恩赐。
First of all, many Christians would think, oh, I don't have any gifts.
我们总是常常觉得有恩赐的人就是某某人站在那里非常会传福音非常会讲道他是一个非常有信心的人。不过我不是那一种人。
We often think those who have gifts are those who are standing on the pulpit to preach, to evangelize, and I don't think I'm that person.
但是圣经跟我们讲呢，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们每一个人都有恩赐赐给我们。
But the Bible tells us, as we were saved and received this salvation, all of us have this gift from the Spirit.
他升上了高天，掳掠了仇敌，将各样恩赐赏给人。
He ascended into the heavens and conquered the enemy, and he gave the gifts to all of us.
那这些恩赐乃是要叫我们每一个人能够运用我们的恩赐，在教会中彼此的建立起来。
And the reason why he gave us such gifts is for us to use them and build up the church.
所以我们在最近读这个马太福音的时候，
Therefore, as we continue to read the book of Matthew recently,
那里主耶稣用一个比喻讲到所有神的儿女最起码都有一千两的银的一个恩赐。
It talks about all the believers would at least they have this 1,000
one talent.
Yeah.
Gift.
One talent of gift.
那有些人是两千两，有些人是五千两。
Some people will have 2 talents and some people will have 5.
最起码我们每一个人都有一千两。
But minimum everyone would at least have this 1 talent.
主要我们用这个一千两，我们一起在教会中配搭服侍，彼此建立。
And the Lord wanted us to use this one talent at least to work together and build up this church.
那问题是说，我怎样发掘我的恩赐？
And the question becomes, how do we discover our own talents?
我想就着我过往的经验，还有许多弟兄们的教导呢，我个人认为，啊，这是一件啊，并不太难发现的事情。
In my own experience and also the teachings from the brothers, I found in the past that to discover our own talent is not actually a very difficult thing.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们在教会中有许多的服事。
In the church, we all have many different services.
我们特别在信主或者我们不晓得什么，我有什么样恩赐的时候，我尽量在各样服事中来服事。
As we do not know exactly what kind of talent we have, we can try to serve in many different kinds of needs.
我想教会负责的啊弟兄们也看到弟兄姊妹也许在某一些点上有特别的啊恩赐，那一方面也会安排你在某一项上面能够给你多一点机会，是不是看你把你的恩赐显明出来。
Sometimes the leading brothers in the church would also try to give certain brothers and sisters some service to do in order to see whether that is the kind of talent that God actually gave you guys.
当你慢慢这样去服侍去做的时候呢，你会在弟兄姊妹当中把你那一份慢慢的显出来。
As you continue to serve, you might be able to discover what talents God has given you.
或者甚更说呢，神也会在你的里头让你慢慢的明白，你在这个基督的身体里面，神所给你的恩赐，你的功用是什么。
We can also say the Lord will gradually let you know what is the talent he has given you in the body of church.
当你开始慢慢在这些事上明白了以后，你就要啊，忠心的在这些点上去服侍，你就能够把你那一份供应给教会。
Once you come to understand what exactly is the talent, the gift that the Lord gives you, you should be faithful and continue to serve in the church.
那这样的话，如果每一个人都能够把他所有的那一份摆在教会当中，基督的身体自然就很丰富。
Therefore, if each one of us would be able to serve according to the gifts that God gives us, the body of Christ would become very rich.
有人有教导的恩赐。
Some would have the gift of teaching.
有人有传福音的恩赐，
and some with the gift of evangelizing.
有人能够啊有啊治理的恩赐，
ruling. Some might have the gift of governing.
Yeah. 有人有这个爱心的恩赐，
some have the gift of loving people.
有人有怜悯人的恩赐
and the gift of having mercy and compassion.
有人有这个教导儿童的恩赐
some might have the gift of teaching the kids.
有人能够关心到啊年轻人
some can care for the young adults.
有人能够关心到年长的
some can care for the elders.
有人能够关心到刚信主的
，some care for the new believers，
等等等等
，all these things，
主在教会这个身体的里面都已经供应我们。
God has already provided all these needs in the church for us。
我们是不是愿意把这一些啊投入在教会中的服事，好叫这个身体？能够借着彼此的帮助而被建立起来。
are we then willing to give efforts to serve in the church according to the gifts and build up this church?
不仅是建立弟兄姊妹，我们自己也更多得着造就。
By doing so, not only we are building up each other, but also we are ourselves being built up.
如果基督的身体不发挥功用，其实不仅是教会的损失，也是我们个人的损失。
If the body of Christ does not function, it is not just the loss of the church, it is also the loss of ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果长期在教会中聚会，我们还不晓得我们主给我们那一份是什么。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we have been fellowshipping together for such a long time, we still don't know what is the gift that the Lord gives us.
我们应当按着这个原则呢，尽量投入服事，然后求主真是把我们的那一份显出来，我们就忠心的在上面来服侍着弟兄姊妹。
So, then we need to do according to this principle, that is we continue to serve in whatever way we can and ask the Lord to reveal to us what is the gift He has already given to us.
如果我们只把那一千两埋在地底下，
If we just bury that one talent in the ground,
那我们教会就显得软弱。
Then the church will become very weak.
我们属灵的光景也更是显得软弱。
And our spiritual life will also become very weak.
只有借着我们把主给我们的这一份彼此来服侍，我们受别人的帮助，我们也帮助别人。
Only through the gifts, the talents that the Lord gives us, we can help each other and build up each other.
并且呢，整个基督的身体就能够显出各个肢体配搭服事那一个身体的美丽来。
And then the body of Christ can manifest its own beauty, that is, each would function and work together with one another.
那在这里我还是要提一下，这个恩赐呢，跟天然人的才干还是不一样。
But here I also want to mention that such gifts is different from our natural talents.
我们天然的才干呢，是神给我们每一个人，在我们这个亚当的生命里面，我们经过一生的年日学习的过程，我们可能也有一些许多天然的才干啊。
This natural talent comes from the old life from Adam. Through learning, through our own life experience, we might be able to develop such talents.
我们比如说有很多人有这一个管理的才能。
For example, many people might have this talent of managing, governing.
我们在工作上学了许多世界上这些工作上需要的技能。
Through our work, we have learned many skills in the world.
我们也可能在这个音乐方面，在艺术方面，在体育方面，我们有很多才能。
We might also have a lot of talents in music, in art, and in sports.
但是主是不是要用这一些呢？
But does the Lord really want to use all these?
我个人深深觉得呢，主要用这一些，必须要我们这一个人，如果用一方面的话来说，需要十字架的对付。
I deeply felt that if the Lord wants to use all of these, ourselves have to be first of all dealt with by the cross.
或者另外一面来说呢，需要我们属灵的生命长大，主才能够叫我们这些天然人的东西呢被主来使用。
Or to put it another way, we need to grow spiritually so that the Lord can use all these talents for His purpose.
因为我们可以看见呢，从摩西的身上， 就是一个很明显的例子。
Because we can see all these through the life example of Moses.
摩西四十岁的时候，他已经学会了埃及一切的学问，并且说话行事大有才能。
When he was only 40 years old, Moses learned all these worldly things and has a lot of talents.
但是呢，当他要自己起来拯救以色列百姓的时候，
But when he came to a point that he needs to rise and save the Israelites,
他不仅不能够成就神所要做的事，
He not only cannot accomplish what God wants to be done,
反而破坏了神的工作，
He also defeated the purpose of God's work.
所以神必须使先在摩西这个人身上做四十年的工作。
Therefore, the Lord has to work in Moses himself for 40 years.
让摩西他不再依靠自己天然的那一份。
So that Moses does not rely on his own natural portion, natural talents anymore.
让他知道只有这一位全能的神能够做一切。
So that he would understand only this Almighty God can accomplish all these.
很多时候，今天我们天然的才干好像也可以做一些事情，在人看来有一点果效。
Oftentimes we might think our natural talents might be able to accomplish something as well.
但是我们对这些事要非常小心。
But we need to be very, very careful of all these things.
我们能够知道主的心意，我们宁可让主按着他的旨意来带领我们。
Once we know God's heart, we would rather wait upon the Lord to lead us.
那很多时候恩赐，圣经也告诉我们，我们可以去切慕。
Many times in the Bible it tells us we can have this desire to have more gifts.
因为很多时候在恩赐还没有显明以前，教会会有很多的需要的。
Because as the gifts become clear for each individual, there are still a lot of needs in the church.
我们可以学习跟主求。
We can learn to ask the Lord for gifts.
当然圣灵按着他的旨意把恩赐赐给教会。
And of course, that the gift was given by the Holy Spirit according to the church, the needs of the church.
但是在我们这一面，我们可以向主求。
But on our side, we can ask the Lord for these gifts.
恩赐在说他的目的乃是要建立基督的身体。
And again, I want to say the purpose of these gifts is to build up the body of Christ.
好。再一点呢，我们往前交通，就是当我们愿意奉献，当我们有运用这个恩赐在教会中一同服侍的时候，接下来我们要有一个中心。
So one more point, as we go forward, is to be faithful.
我们知道保罗呢，他对哥林多的教会讲到说，你们当以我们为基督的执事神的管家呢，所求于管家的就是要他有忠心。
We know that Paul says this to the church of the Corinthian church, regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mystery God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所以忠心呢，乃是我们一个属灵性格很重要的一个培养。
Therefore, being faithful is a very important spiritual character.
当我们去读马太福音的时候呢，主在那里审判我们在地上的年日，他对我们所要求的乃是一个有忠心有见识。
As we read the Gospel of Matthew, the Lord, what he truly wants of his disciples is to have this faithful and wise servant.
所以在马太福音常常讲到这个有忠心有见识的仆人，或者说你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Therefore, in the book of Matthew, it mentions a lot about the faithful and wise servant.
那这个忠心跟见识呢是有关系的。
And there is some connection between being faithful and being wise.
因为当我们去读路加福音的时候呢，主在那里就解释到什么是见识。
Because as we read the Gospel of Luke, the Lord explained what does it mean when it comes to the word wise.
见识乃是明白主人的意思，并且按他的意思去执行。
Being wise means the servant understands the will of the master and do according to that will.
那个是一个有见识，然后我们在这些认识的上面，我们忠心的服侍主。
And that is called a wise servant. And on these wise understanding, we serve the Lord faithfully.
在圣经里面呢，忠心跟信心呢是同一个字根。
In the Bible, the word faith and
faithful
has the same root.
当我们信主的时候，我们的信心乃是对着主。
As we believed in the Lord, our faith is towards God.
因为我们信心建立在主的身上。
Our faith is on the Lord Himself.
所以当我们来服侍主的时候呢，我们因着这一个信心呢，我们就能对他有忠心。
As we serve the Lord because of such faith, we can be faithful to Him.
那当我们开始在每一件不管大事小事上，我们练习忠心的时候，我们在圣经里面又讲到另外一个字，我们就成为一个信实的人。Faithful 有时候也翻译成信实。
So as we practice to be faithful in little things and big things, we truly become someone who is faithful.
所以当我们开始在神的每一件事上学习忠心，我们不是随随便便的。
Therefore, as we learn to be faithful in everything, we don't do it just carelessly.
主把事情托付给我们，我们就很忠心的去把它完成，哪怕只是很小的每个主日做清洁。
When the Lord gives us something to do, we need to do it with a faithful heart, even though it's just a very little thing, such as cleaning the meeting place.
主说，你们在小事上忠心。
The Lord said, if you can be faithful in little things,
因为你们成为一个可信靠的人
，and because you're such faithful ones，
所以人才会把大事交给你们
，and you'll get bigger responsibility。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在神的家，我们不仅有应用恩赐的服侍，我们更要学习一个忠心。
Therefore, in God's household, we not only need to learn how to practice to use our gifts, but also we need to learn how to be faithful.
主乃是至始忠心。
The Lord has always been faithful
to the end.
To the end.
所以我们也当像主一样，向着主，向着父神，我们忠心。
Therefore, we need to be like the Lord Himself to be faithful to God.
但是忠心呢，我们要特别留意呢，我们不是对人忠心。
However, we need to pay attention. We're not just be faithful to people.
因为如果不是出于神的，我们需要能够分辨。
Because if this is not from the Lord, we need to learn how to discern.
但是如果是出于神的，我们向着神忠心，我们自然就对人忠心。
But if it is truly from the Lord, then as we become faithful to the Lord, we are also naturally faithful to men.
我们也不是对一个宗教团体，对一个对一个 ministry， 就是对一个宗教的组织内，在那里忠心。
We're also not just being faithful to a religious organization or ministry.
我们忠心的对象，请记得我们是向着主。
We always should be just faithful towards our Lord.
哪怕有一个教会，有一个团体，有一个组织，他们好像蒙主的祝福非常的大，人数兴旺，工作庞大等等。
Even though there might be some ministries, some organization that seem to be very prosperous, because they're faithful to the Lord.
我们眼目还是向着主中心。
Our eyes should still focus on the Lord Himself.
这个是保罗在他的一生服事当中让我们看见。
And this is what Paul has shown us during his lifetime ministry.
第四个。
And the fourth point.
我们要按着神的规矩。
We need to do it according to God's rule.
保罗在要离世的时候对着提摩太来勉励他。
As Paul was about to pass away, he reminded Timothy.
他讲到呢，凡在场上比武的，若不按着规矩，就不能得奖赏。
He mentioned that everyone races or competes in a game. If they don't do it according to the rule, they won't be able to get the prize.
神在他一切的服事上都有神他自己的规矩。
In all the services and ministries that God has for us, God has such rules for us to follow.
如果我们只是为了达到一个目的，而在这过程当中还是用我们天然人的聪明才干去做的话，恐怕这不是神的规矩。
As we serve, if we just want to achieve that end goal and simply do things according to our own way, our natural way, this might not fulfill God's purpose.
我想一个最明显的例子。
One very obvious example.
在今天这个时代呢，传福音。
Today, as we evangelize, preach the gospel,
许多人呢，只注重到在传福音的时候呢，到底有多少人举手决志。
Many people only care about how many people actually stand up and raise up their hands to be willing to accept the Lord.
而不想到呢，在我们传福音给这些福音朋友的时候，到底我们是传耶稣基督并他钉十字架，还是我们传另一个福音？
However, they do not care about whether the things we preached were about our Lord Jesus on the cross and died for our sins, or they're just simply preaching another gospel.
我们是传一个叫人成功的福音呢？
Do we preach a gospel that just helps people to be successful?
我们只是传一个你来到耶稣基督这里你就得许多的好处呢？
Or is this just a gospel telling people once you come to Lord Jesus you will have a lot of benefits?
还是我们愿意把人带回到最根基的原则，让人看见我们是罪人，我们需要主宝血的拯救。
Or we are willing to tell people to Jesus, to come to Jesus and realize that we are all sinners, therefore we need His precious blood for our own redemption.
还是我们只传说你来到主这里，你 许多的问题可以得解决。
Or we're simply telling people, once you come to the Lord, many of your problems will be solved.
不错，主乐意把他的恩典赐给人，我们所传的可能也是主信主之后带出来的这些结果。
It is indeed true that the Lord will give many grace to us, and this might be the outcome, the results of believing in Him.
但是我们有没有把它带回到基督的根基里头？
But did we really bring them back to the foundation of Christ?
来到十字架的底下。
And bring them before under the cross.
我们必须要按着规矩。
We need to do things according to God's rule.
保罗在哥林多人中间传福音，他讲他不敢用智慧委婉的言语。
When Paul was preaching among the Corinthians, he said he does not dare to use any words of wisdom.
乃是愿意用圣灵大能的名证。
But he could only use rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他传福音，他尽他所能去传，但是他知道，他所传的，若不是神的灵亲自在人的心中工作。
In another word, it means he tried every effort to preach the gospel, but he also understand at the same time if it were not the Holy Spirit working in people's hearts.
他所做的祭司有高言大志，也始终要归于突然。
No matter how beautiful, how powerful his words could be, it could be in vain in the end.
所以我们要记得，我们在服侍主的路上，我们必须要按着神的话，按着神的定规，我们忠心来服侍主。
Therefore, we need to remember, as we serve the Lord, we have to do things according to His will, and be faithful.
最后一点呢
？The last point，
就是我们要学习在爱中建立自己。
We need to learn how to build up ourselves in love.
在以弗所书那里啊，特别在第四章那里提到这一件事情。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 it mentions this.
我想我们在基督的身体里面要能够得彼此建造。
We need to build up each other in the body of Christ.
我们要常常学习在爱中彼此的鼓励。
We need to learn how to encourage each other in love.
在以弗所书第四章十五节那里，他说：“唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督。”
Ephesians 4 verse 15 it says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ."
这个爱呢，是一个神圣的爱。
This love is the divine love.
像神爱我们一样。
Just like God loves us.
不是带着我们天然人啊，光光只是你对我好，我对你好。
Not with such a natural love from our flesh.
我们能够学习在爱中讲诚实话。
We need to learn how to speak truth in love.
弟兄姊妹有什么不准确的时候，我们仍然把这些事情讲出来。
Sometimes when brothers and sisters were wrong or incorrect, we can still speak out these things.
但是如果我们是存着一个爱弟兄姊妹的心，我想这一个能够建立人。
As long as we do it with the heart to build up each other, this can be done.
所以他在这里马上讲说，凡事长进，连于严守基督。
And then immediately it follows, from him the whole body joined together and held together by every supporting ligament.
因为这里给我们看见一个平衡。
Because here we see a balance.
很多时候我们太过于讲究爱的时候，我们可能就偏离了主。
A lot of times when we talk too much about love, we might shift away from the Lord.
有一些不好或者根本已经违反圣经真理的事情，我们会让它就过去吧。
And therefore, when we speak too much about love, we might just let those things go. Even these things doesn't really conform to the principles of the Bible.
好像爱是最大的。
As if love is the biggest thing, the most important thing.
但是保罗在这里很平衡，让我们看见都是对着主。
But here, Paul let us see such a balance. Everything we do is for the Lord.
他是真理。
He is truth.
你要真正的有长进。
If you truly want to mature,
我们在爱中要对得住。
We need to do things for the Lord in love.
然后呢，我们全身呢都是靠着他啊，联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，然后叫基督的身体渐渐增长。然后我们也在爱中建立自己。
As it says in verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting element, ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
所以，在这个团体的新人里面，就我个人的领会，我们如果能够在这五点上面开始，认真去学习的话，我们就能够在基督的身体里面，在爱中彼此建立，我们也在其中被建立起来。
Therefore, according to my own understanding, if we can truly learn about these five points, we can come to learn how to build up each other in the body of Christ and build up ourselves as well.
好，我们就停在这里。我们请弟兄姊妹。低头，我们再有一点祷告。
So we'll stop here. Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们再把这些话仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, once again, we commit all these words into your hand.
但愿圣灵在我们里面啊，把你自己恩典的话语更多的启示在我们里头。
May your Holy Spirit continue to reveal your own words in our hearts.
叫我们啊，在有限的年日，在教会的生活当中。我们能够被建立起来。
So that in our limited lifetime on earth, we and our church would be able to be built up.
不仅基督的荣美能够显在我们每一个人的身上。
Not only the beauty of Christ can be manifested on us.
也能够叫主你的荣耀显在教会的当中。
And your glory can also be manifested in your church.
好叫教会是基督的身体是那充满万有者的丰满。
So that the body of Christ, the church, can manifest the richness of the Almighty One.
我们把荣耀感谢归给你。
We give you all the glory and thanks.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.